It seems to me that the most serious environmental problems facing past and present societies fall into a dozen groups. 8 were significant already in the past, while 4 became serious only recently. Let's begin with the natural resources that we are destroying or losing. Natural habitats. At an accelerating rate, we are destroying natural habitats, or else converting them to human-made habitats. More than half of the world's original area of forest has already been converted to other uses, and at present conversion rates, 1/4 of the forests that remain will become converted within the next half century. An even larger fraction of the world's original wetlands than of its forests has already been destroyed, damaged, or converted. About 1/3 of the world's coral reefs have already been severely damaged. If current trends continue, about half of the remaining reefs would be lost by the year 2030. It has recently become appreciated that fishing by trawling is destroying much or most of the shallow ocean bottom. Wild foods, especially fish and to a lesser extent shellfish, contribute a large fraction of the protein consumed by humans. In effect, this is protein that we obtain for free and that reduces our needs for domestic livestock. About 2 billion people, most of them poor, depend on the oceans for protein. The great majority of valuable fisheries have already either collapsed or are in steep decline. Increasingly, fish and shrimp are being grown by aquaculture, which in principle has a promising future as the cheapest way to produce animal protein. In several respects, though, aquaculture as commonly practiced today is making the problem of declining wild fisheries worse rather than better. Fish grown by aquaculture are mostly fed wild-caught fish, and thereby usually consume more wild fish meat than they yield in meat of their own. They contain higher toxin levels than do wild-caught fish. Cultured fish regularly escape, interbreed with wild fish, and thereby harm wild fish stocks genetically, because cultured fish strains have been selected for rapid growth at the expense of poor survival in the wild. Aquaculture runoff causes pollution. The lower costs of aquaculture than of fishing, by driving down fish prices, drive fishermen to exploit wild fish stocks even more heavily in order to maintain their incomes when they are receiving less money per pound of fish. Biological diversity. A significant fraction of wild species, populations, and genetic diversity has already been lost, and at present rates, a large fraction of what remains will be lost within the next half century. Some species, such as big edible animals or plants with edible fruits or good timber, are of obvious value to us. But biodiversity losses of small inedible species often provoke the response, "Who cares?" This response misses the point that the entire natural world is made up of wild species providing us for free with services that can be very expensive and in many cases impossible for us to supply ourselves. Elimination of lots of lousy little species regularly cause big harmful consequences for humans, just as does randomly knocking out many of the lousy little rivets holding together an airplane. The literally innumerable examples include the role of earthworms in regenerating soil and maintaining its texture, bees and other insect pollinators, birds and mammals that disperse wild fruits, and wild plants and animals that decompose wastes and recycle nutrients, ultimately providing us with clean water and air. Soils of farmlands used for growing crops are being carried away by water and wind erosion at rates between 10 and 40 times the rates of soil formation. That means a net loss of soil. For instance, about half of the topsoil of Iowa, the state whose agriculture productivity is among the highest in the U.S., has been eroded in the last 150 years. Other types of soil damage caused by human agricultural practices include salinization, losses of soil fertility, and soil acidification in some areas, or its converse, alkalinization in other areas. All of these types of harmful impacts have resulted in a fraction of the world's farmland, variously estimated at between 20% and 80% having become severely damaged, during an era in which increasing human population has caused us to need more farmland rather than less. Like deforestation, soil problems contributed to the collapses of all past societies discussed in this book. The next three problems involve ceilings. In each case, the ceiling is not hard and fixed, but soft. we can obtain more of the needed resource, but at increasing costs. Energy. The world's major energy sources, especially for industrial societies, are fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, and coal. While there has been much discussion about how many big oil and gas fields remain to be discovered, and while coal reserves are believed to be large, the prevalent view is that known and likely reserves of readily accessible oil and natural gas will last for a few more decades. This view should not be misinterpreted to mean that all of the oil and natural gas within the Earth will have been used up by then. Instead, further reserves will be deeper underground, dirtier, increasingly expensive to extract or process, and will involve higher environmental costs. Freshwater. Most of the world's fresh water in rivers and lakes is already being utilized for irrigation, domestic and industrial water, and in situ uses such as boat transportation corridors, fisheries, and recreation. Rivers and lakes that are not already utilized are mostly far from major population centers. Throughout the world, freshwater underground aquifers are being depleted at rates faster than they are being naturally replenished, so that they will eventually dwindle. Of course, fresh water can be made by desalinization of seawater, but that costs money and energy, as does pumping the resulting desalinized water inland for use. Hence, desalinization, while it is useful locally, is too expensive to solve most of the world's water shortages. Today, over 1 billion people lack access to reliable, safe drinking water.